everyone. It's Thursday, time for our Happening in the Hamptons podcast, our weekly breakdown of the Hamptons market, new listings, and events on the East End. I am Andrew Dowd, joined as always by Steve Glick and Dave Retiner. And today, we are officially into December.
Ooh, yeah, it is. December 1st.
December 1st. Thanksgiving is now behind us. Mm-hmm. Hope everybody out there had a great holiday and ate plenty of good food, and now we're into December. So on to the next series of holidays. But let's just go right to talking a little bit about real estate because, you know, Christmas and everything will be here before you know it.
Yeah, they say it's the most wonderful time of the year.
It is the most wonderful time of the year.
Well, looking at the data this past week, it was Thanksgiving. So the data shows that everybody was enjoying their holiday because over the past week, there were only 10 listings, 10 that went into contract from West Hampton to Montauk. Last year, there were 17, which is also low because obviously of the holiday.
Well, we were talking about this, like maybe this is for next year for somebody that wants to be a clever buyer. Maybe this is the time.
Last week, if you're looking to buy a house, this is, you know, people are getting a little discouraged that there's not many things going into contract. So if you're looking to purchase something, now would be an opportune time to do that, to mobilize and to purchase a home.
It's opportune.
However, the year-over-year decrease was 41%. Last year, the same week in 2020, there were 33 listings, which is a decrease of 70%. The breakdown of those 10 listings this week, there was one between 6 and 8, 3 between 4 and 6, one between 2 and 4, and 5 under 2 million. The dollar volume was 30 million. Last year, it was 57 million. That's a decrease of 47%. In 2020, the dollar volume was 101 million with a decrease of 70%. New listings coming onto the market. Again, it's reflective of the Thanksgiving week because there was only 8 new listings that came onto the market, which for the first time in a couple months,
that's a deficit.
It's a deficit of 7 listings. So the breakdown of those 8 new listings that came on the market, there was 2 between 10 and 20 million, 4 between 2 and 4 million, and 2 under 2 million. The overall inventory of the Hamptons stands at 1,934 total listings, with 520 of those in contract, which leaves 1,415 active listings here in the Hamptons, which is still historically low. And we
have an interesting week that there was a deficit, you know?
People
unexpected.
People were just, I think, just not focused on real estate. And typically in the Hamptons, this is the slowest time of the year. Things are still happening though, but it is, if there's 12 months out of a year and you had to pick, hey, what are the slowest months? It's December and January. I mean, there has to be a slow month, and December and January are going to be the ones. But it is a great time to enjoy the holiday season out here. I mean, they're still busy out here. There's still people coming out and enjoying the restaurants, and there's a lot happening in all the villages. I know this past week there was a great tree lighting you went to, right, Dave, in Southampton Village?
That was awesome. It was heavily attended.
Andrew, you were there too.
Yeah,
right?
Andrew,
you
guys was man. Great. The fireworks.
So attended, heavily like, attended.
I've never heard
music.
Of fireworks.
It was very cool.
At a Christmas parade tree lighting. I mean, I saw that on the Instagram, and you guys were telling me about it. That's pretty awesome.
Love that. And then they got to meet Santa afterwards. It was like a whole thing.
Where was Santa? I didn't see Santa.
In the, there's like the American Legion or VFW that's right there.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
then,
yeah.
The art gallery that's kind of attached to it across the street from Christie's?
Sure.
That thing. You know? Yeah. Listening and you're very familiar with town.
I'm lost already. Okay.
It was across the street from Agawam
Park. Is that right next to the North Pole?
Right across the street from Agawam Park. Okay,
more helpful.
Yeah, kids really lit up when they saw Santa. That was really hysterical. I saw on your Instagram account, that made me laugh.
It
felt really good to see the kids because that's what it's all about, you know. And I think the Hamptons, they do a really good job. Each hamlet does their own thing.
Really do something.
I know, Dave, you're going to go through a lot of it, but I know just like Sag Harbor, then Southampton, East Hampton, West Hampton, Quiog, like every hamlet. I know in 2 weeks, even out by me in Santa Mauritius, there's a holiday parade and people just love it. Mm-hmm. You know, all the fire trucks come out, all the lights, Santa Claus. It's so much fun.
Well, it's just nice to like, you know, enjoy something, you know, like that's what I was saying. We got to have like a March thing, you know. It's like how much would
you're
this time
of
year?
That March
well,
though.
How much? Well, think about it. How much would this time of year suck if we didn't all agree that this was like the holiday season, and then on a special day we're going to do this special thing? I mean,
well, yeah. that was like one of the bummers with COVID was like, yeah, you know, all this stuff was canceled.
I know,
you know, and now it's like kind of getting back into the swing of things. But
I think that was the weirdest component of COVID, where they acted like canceling all that stuff was like not going to affect people. You know, yeah, like people were like out, really affected by that. Stuff. It's like, you know, what are you talking about? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But well, I'm glad that's behind us and we're able to have these parades and have these public events now. It's really good.
Just from the numbers, one thing that, you know, we're talking about how it can be advantageous if you're looking to buy a house, right? Mm-hmm. Like keep your foot on the gas this time of year. You know, people still want to sell, but even though it's historically a slower time, if you are, obviously we all work in marketing here. So if you are looking to list your house now, mm-hmm. What do you think are some of the advantages to listing this time of year versus, say, waiting till February?
That's a good question. I would, because we get that question a lot. And like I keep telling people, there's still people looking to buy homes in this off season. People come out to the Hamptons and enjoy their homes during the summer, but they also come out and enjoy their homes during the holidays. They have big families. They have these big houses. They come out and everyone's going to spend, you know, school's out and all the kids are home. They say, well, let's go out to the Hamptons and spend time. And when they're out here, they are looking around and figuring out, hey, should I buy a new property? Should I buy an investment property? Should I, you know, rent, or their friends want to rent for the summer? So I think it's still a great time to put your house on the market because people are thinking about the summer, and the ones that are really, really considering summer, they're looking now and making offers on homes now for the summer, even renting homes now for the summer. And the main thing to list now is because the inventory. We keep talking about the inventory being historically low. The inventory is historically low, but the buyers are plentiful out there. The agents that we speak to, there's plenty of buyers. So they're all just waiting for the right property to come onto the market. And their buyers, no matter what time of year, what time of weather, what type of weather, what season it is, they're buyers. And they're just waiting for the right product to come on. So if it comes on, you know, Christmas Day, they're going to buy. Buyers are buyers. Right. And they're just waiting for that product to come on. So if you're thinking about listing the home, it's still a great time to put your home on the market.
Yesterday we had the marketing meeting with Mark Greenwald, who's a prolific agent, one of the top agents in Southampton Village. And, you know, he made a point that kind of raised my eyebrow, which was, you know, there's no, you know, you can hear about how the economy's bad and, you know, interest rates are up, but he said, there's no cataclysmic event happening. He says, you know, it's like, it's not like, everyone is suddenly, it's not like money has no value all of a sudden, or it's 2007 and everyone can't afford their mortgages, and it's just the whole world is coming undone, and you know, government intervention
it's
has
like,
to happen.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Yeah, it's yeah. Like it's like, and then prior to that there was COVID, and it's like right now there isn't this cataclysmic thing. Yes, you can have a story that can make a case to drive prices down, but in terms of like reality, you know, you might be able to get a deal 5% off or 10% off something. You know, our prices might come down on some things. But, you know, if you have a strong demand and a low inventory, it's like, and, you know, and people have the money to do it, the economy is not going to affect the purchasing. The economy is not affecting the purchasing power of the Hamptons buyer. So I thought that was like a really interesting point that he was making.
Yeah,
he seemed very relaxed about the market. Which
yeah,
I was
he seemed
like,
good about. It. He seemed like it's yeah. still healthy, and he's
said, somebody I think, is
and
very
he has
smart.
Buyers. He has showings yeah. at his properties. He's just there's no yeah. sense of urgency to purchase, but he's like it's going to come.
Yeah.
It's going to come to a head, and these buyers that were looking around are going to transact. And I think some of them are going to transact before the large buyer pool starts coming back in February and March.
But
some, they're yeah. going to transact now to try to get a better deal.
In your career, though, Steve, I mean, Have you ever seen anything where there was this serious sense of urgency across the market
to purchase
since, I mean, prior to COVID?
Prior to COVID, no. It was never, no.
So
no.
It's normal was, yeah, that right. like a buyer, like, yeah. it's the like COVID, no one needs the Hamptons house.
No,
it's
yeah,
like
people exactly.
want
the COVID
house.
Urgency was pretty wild. It was a wild yeah. roller coaster. And I've never seen anything like it. But in a normal year, when without COVID and things settle down, it's just, yeah, yeah. you put a house on the market, and guess what? It does take 6 to 12 months yeah. to sell a home.
That's why
you
we sign them up for a year.
Yeah, not 3 weeks, which
typically, yeah.
Yeah, that's why we yeah. sign these agreements for, you know, give me a year exclusive. And it takes, you know, anywhere 6, 9 to 12 months at the most to sell a property, because that's what it takes. Yeah. If it only took a week or 3 weeks, the whole industry would change and it'd be a lot different, you know.
Yeah.
And maybe you wouldn't need a real estate agent, but no, you certainly need the agent to really, you know,
advocate the property, yeah. push out yeah. the property, educate people about the property,
exactly. all that stuff. So that's we're selling down to normal market, and the agents that have been in the business for so many years are just, they're not worried at all. They're comfortable where the market's going. A lot of the newer agents that came on during COVID are like, what's going on? This is wild. How come I can't, like, you know, look, guys,
this is the ebb and flow of the market.
Yeah. This is yeah. normally what happens around here. And
yeah, it's not so easy. You want yeah. an easy life? Go work in a library.
There you go. We should end it on that.
Well, as far as this weekend goes, what are you doing, Dave?
Yeah,
obviously not the parade that was last
year. Yeah,
weekend.
No, there's a lot of things.
Good one.
There's lots of things going on. Santa's around.
Santa is around. Where can you see Santa?
I found myself.
We should do like Santa spotting. Like, where can we find Santa this weekend, Dave?
I'm not sure. I don't know. No, that's a joke. All right. So
the North Pole.
You got the annual Barron's Cove tree lighting ceremony. I have a feeling Santa's going to be there. Barron's Cove is a restaurant in Sag Harbor. They have a nice little ceremony there when they light the tree, and it's a nice big party there. They got frozen hot chocolate. They got candy cane martinis. They got warm gingerbread cookies in the lounge.
Frozen hot chocolate?
Yeah. That's the thing. You never went to Serendipity in the City when you were a kid?
Isn't that considered chocolate milk?
It's basically...
It's a good movie.
Serendipity?
Yeah.
But it was named after that restaurant. You never went to that restaurant?
Yeah, I know the restaurant, okay. Yeah.
I feel like everyone from Long Island had to go there. It's weird that it closed. It's like not in the city anymore. It's like when FAO Schwartz closed. It's weird.
Oh, FAO Schwartz.
Anyway.
You're getting me depressed.
What was
over
I saying?
There.
Well, you know.
Well, you're talking about the frozen hot chocolate.
Yes. Okay. So
does that make sense?
Yeah. So they have the lighting ceremony there. Rumor has it Santa Claus will be buzzing around there.
Nice.
So that should be fun. Then also in Sag Harbor, you have Light Up the Harbor, which is kind of like what it sounds like. It's December 3rd at 5 o'clock, runs till 9 p.m. And it's the Sag Harbor Historical Society. Christmas carolers will be walking around. Everybody lights up candles throughout the village, and carolers will be going along to Long Wharf. I've never done any Christmas caroling. That's a really wonderful thing to do. But anyway, that's happening December 3rd. So that should be fun. You'll get in the spirit in Sag Harbor. And then I'm just looking through here. Is there anything else cool to say other than that they light up the Christmas tree? And I'm going to say no. That's as cool as it gets. But everybody will be there. So that's what makes it cool.
Nice.
So you should do that. And I have a feeling Santa Claus will be there as well.
Wow.
Then you have the holiday open house and tree lighting at the Hampton Library in Bridgehampton. The Hampton Library in Bridgehampton is a deceiving library. It's right on Main Street in Bridgehampton, and it looks like a lousy library on the outside. It's like the exterior of the building is not impressive. You're kind of like, what the heck is that over there? Then you walk behind the library, and there's like all these like glass windows and like beautiful architecture, and there's like this huge pathway that you can go down and enter into the library, and then you walk into this beautiful, modern, really wonderful library. So do not be fooled by the exterior of the Hampton Library. in Bridgehampton. So they are having their holiday open house and tree lighting. That is December 3rd, and that's from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m., and Santa will be there. And they will also have refreshments from Starbucks and the South Fork Bakery, Ooh. And all are welcome. So that's kind of a good thing to
that's
bring
cool.
kids
all
to.
Right, Santa.
Shall I keep going on the Santa watch?
Yeah, there you go. All right.
So we have the second annual holiday stroll on Main Street, and that is on Friday, December 2nd, and that's at the West Hampton. That's sponsored by the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center and participating retailers and restaurants. And it's basically a fun night of holiday shopping where everybody that participates offers 10% off. People, it's kind of cool. They have like singers out on the street, guys like with guitars and stuff. They have gifts in the restaurants. They offer you hot chocolate. I mean, they offer you hot chocolate. You go into a store and instead of buying like a sweater, they're like, you want a hot chocolate and a sweater? And you're like, sure. So that's fun.
And a candy cane.
Yeah. You know, why can't life be like this all the time? You know, I would go into a store all the time if they offered free hot chocolate. That's just me. You want another one?
I do.
All right. Sag Harbor Whaling Museum holiday party in Sag Harbor once again. That is $40 with a reservation, $50 at the door. That's Saturday, December 3rd from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And guess what, Steve? Santa Claus should be there too.
Santa.
So you can make reservations online. I would just go to Hamptons.com and look at the events category. It's right there and you can book the event right there. And then that should be fun. And that's what's going on this weekend in the Hamptons.
You are, as always, a wealth of valuable information.
Thank you. Are we going to, do you dress up like Santa ever?
Yeah. Yeah. My kid. Yeah.
So I was Googling on Amazon. If it's like $80, you can get a Santa outfit. And I was like, oh man.
Well, I usually have.
This is why Amazon's so dangerous.
I was like, this could be cool.
I usually have my brother do it for my kids, that he dresses up as Santa Claus, or my stepbrother came in and dressed up as Santa Claus. But the kids, as they older, this happens on Christmas Eve, but as they get older, they start realizing that my brother is never around when Santa Claus comes to visit us. So then they're catching on. And then so. We switched it up with COVID. Santa couldn't come in the house, and now Santa Santa makes a phone call, right? And he calls the house, and he flies by, and he just drops a bag outside. So there's a all of a sudden they look outside and they see a big red bag, and they say, "Oh, Santa, you know, dropped it off." So we switch it up. We have fun, but they're aged now. I can't have any family member dress up because they're starting to.
It's a big deal for kids.
Starting to look a little differently, and I'm afraid I don't want to. Ruin Christmas completely with a little pull of the beard episode. So
right,
but your daughter is two. She's
yes. Well, my neighbor has a daughter that's five, and we're really good friends.
You should go to his house.
We were talking about
and have him come to your house.
We were talking about.
Oh, you
we
got
to
do that.
Like, maybe we should do it.
That's a lot
a good
of
idea. Know,
that's
fun.
Like, oh God,
that's fun. That's a good, I did it once. It was so much fun. It's a good time. It's hysterical.
So you split that Santa outfit $40, right?
Yeah. Well, my neighbor's wife was like, Dave, if you do it, like you know, it's a big deal for kids. Like you can't let them know that, you know. And I was like, I think I could handle it. I could do it.
Did Santa visit the Dowd family on Christmas Eve at all?
We did that one year, and I was like,
they were traumatized.
No. It was like this is. I kind of felt like if we keep doing this, they'll catch on like faster than I want them to. And right. And seeing him at the parade on Saturday, like that pure like amazement.
Holy cow,
like
there
was
is,
like they're at know? That age where it's just it was so cool to see it through their eyes and like see their reaction. That I'm like, let's just try to keep it. You know, I mean, my kids are three, and you know Elizabeth will be five next week. So it's like, you know, I don't know how long you have this for, but it's like a really cool time to be. A dad and watch that, you know,
that is cool.
Their
right?
eyes in season.
It's weird. You forget that. And then I was like, oh yeah, Santa's a thing.
Man. Yeah. I think a big thing.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a big deal.
And also I'm like, hey, remember, get to bed
and
listen
Santa's
to mom and dad because you got elves everywhere. Like there are, you know, you never
the
know.
Elf on the shelf.
That's my one month out of the year that I can like throw that around to try.
All right, well, use it till you can't because It won't last like that forever.
That's it. Also, I think we're probably going to get our Christmas tree this weekend, so that's probably a good weekend to do that if you're going to be...
I got mine. You can get them at Fowler's.
Okay.
And then also at North Sea Road, the Lions Club is selling them.
Oh, you got a tree?
I got a tree, yeah.
Oh, nice.
I gotta stop doing this every year. I spend $150
every
year.
Oh, it's crazy what the price is.
Stupid. Yeah.
I got a fake. I got a nice.
I got to get the fake tree.
Right? Yeah, it's beautiful.
Because you got to make the initial investment. It's like a $300 fake tree.
Yeah, we made it was pretty pricey. Yeah. I mean, it could have even been more, but it was it's flocked. I guess they call it with the snow on it.
Yeah, that's cool.
It makes a complete mess in the house. But once you get it up from the basement, you have to vacuum multiple times. But it looks great.
Well, real trees,
and it's pre lit, and it's, you just plug it in, and it yeah, and it's cool. it was pretty beautiful.
All right, so
Fowler's, thank you, Steve D'Angelo. Oh, and if it's Steve D'Angelo, who owns North Sea Hardware, and I believe hangs his license at Saunders. He's a real estate agent at Saunders. Mm-hmm. And but he owns a hardware store, a beautiful hardware store, is selling the fake trees.
There you go.
So you can go there, too.
A discussion on real versus fake trees in the coming weeks.
Nice.
That's it. We'll call that our podcast for the day. Steve, Dave, thank you so much. Everybody, thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. I'm Andrew Dowd, and that is what's happening in the Hamptons.